The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 7, text number 10, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on May 17th, 2012, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bijamam Sarvabhutanam. Bijamam Sarvabhutanam. Vidhi parata sanatanam, vidhi parata sanatanam. Budhir buddhi matam asmi, budhir buddhi matam asmi. Tejas tejas vinam aham, tejas tejas vinam aham. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O Sanaprita, know that I am the original seed of all existence, the intelligence of the intelligent, and the prowess of the powerful men, of all powerful men. Purport. Bijam means seed. Krishna is the seed of everything. And there are various living entities, movable and inert. Birds, beasts, men, and many other living creatures are moving living entities. Trees and plants, however, are inert. They cannot move, but only stand. Every living entity is contained within the scope of 8,400,000 species of life. Some of them are moving and some of them are inert. In all cases, however, the seed of their life is Krishna. As stated in Vedic literature, Brahman, or the Supreme Absolute Truth, is that from which everything is emanating. Krishna is Parabrahman, the Supreme Spirit. Brahman is impersonal, and Parabrahman is personal. Impersonal Brahman is situated in the personal aspect. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, originally, Krishna is the source of everything. He is the root. As the root of a tree maintains the whole tree, Krishna, being the original root of all things, maintains everything in this material manifestation. This is also confirmed in the Vedic literature, Katha Upanishad 2.2.13, Nityo Nityanam Chaitanashchaitananam Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadati Kaman. He is the prime eternal among all eternals. He is the supreme living entity of all living entities, and He alone is maintaining all life. One cannot do anything without intelligence, and Krishna also says that He is the root of all intelligence. Unless a person is intelligent, he cannot understand the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna.
Vande Shri Guru Shri Jata Barakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatanvita Sajiva Sad Advaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakandritamscha.
So Prabhupada is explaining that unless a person is intelligent, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. So, if I'm an unintelligent fool, what is my hope? If I'm an unintelligent fool, how will I understand Krishna? Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master chastised them, "You are an unintelligent fool." You cannot understand Vedanta. Therefore, better just chant Hare Krishna. So, that is great encouragement for
us.
Even though we are unintelligent fools, you see. We can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. That gives us some hope. So, what is the result of chanting Hare Krishna? If one chants Hare Krishna carefully, avoiding the 10 offenses, then one gets intelligent. That's a fact. You get good brain. Actually, the intelligence is already there. That is Krishna himself, you see. Tesham tatata yogdanam vajatam pati purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. And for those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the intelligence.
Krishna казва на тези, които са ми постоянно отдадени и ме обожават с любов, аз съм този, който им дава интелигентността.
By which they can understand me.
Посредством която те могат да ме разберат.
So Krishna is sitting there.
Krishna стои в сърцето.
He's ready to give us all intelligence.
И той е готов да ни даде цялата интелигентност.
You simply have to be devoted.
Но ние трябва да бъдем отдадени на
него. But that's another problem.
Но това е друг проблем.
We are not devoted to Krishna.
Ние не сме отдадени на Кришна.
We are devoted to serving our senses.
Ние сме се посветили да служим на сетивата си.
But we're not very devoted to serving Krishna.
И не сме твърдо отдадени в служене на Кришна.
That is the problem.
Това е проблемът ни.
So how do we get out of this problem?
И как да се избавим от този проблем?
What does a diseased man do?
Какво прави човек, който е болен?
He goes to a doctor, a physician.
Той отива при лекар.
My dear doctor, I'm sick. Please give me some medicine.
Мой скъпи лекарю, дай ми някакво лекарство, защото съм болен.
So, if we are sick, we are in a diseased state.
Ние сме болни и се намираме в болесно състояние.
We are suffering of a disease called Bhava Rog, the repetition of birth and death.
Ние страдаме от болест, която се нарича Бава Рога, повтарящо се раждане.
So, if we go to the bona fide physician.
И ако отидем при един истински лекар.
The bona fide guru. As instructed in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11th Canto, Chapter 3, Text 21. Tasmad Gurum Prapadyeta Jigyashu Shraya Uttamam. If you want that ultimate benefit, if you want to be revived in your intelligence,
ако искате това крайно благо и искате вашата интелигентност да се...
Then you must take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master.
е наложително, трябва да приемете подслон при авторитетен духовен учител.
By initiation.
Посредством посвещение.
Well, how do I recognize a bona fide spiritual master?
Добре, но как да позная кой е авторитетен учител?
Second half of the verse answers that question.
Във втората част на стиха се отговаря.
Шабдей парейт нишнатон брамани упашамашриям. The bona fide spiritual master has realized the conclusions of the revealed scriptures by deliberation.
Авторитетният духовен учител е осъзнал заключенията на разкритите писания посредством размишления.
And he can convince others of those conclusions.
И той може да убеждава и другите в тези заключения.
Such great souls,
такива велики души,
who have taken complete shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
които напълно са се подслонили при Върховния Бог,
laying aside all material considerations,
и са оставили на страна всички материални обозначения,
are to be understood,
трябва да се разбира,
as bona fide spiritual masters.
Че такива личности са авторитетни духовни учители.
So, our sick condition,
нашето болесно състояние,
simply we have to approach the bona fide spiritual master.
Ние просто трябва да се обърнем към
духа. Take shelter of him.
Да приемем подслон при него.
Become initiated by him.
Да получим посвещение.
And then under his guidance and expert direction.
И под негово ръководство и експертна насока.
We will be cured of our diseased state of consciousness.
Ние ще бъдем излекувани от нашето болесно състояние на съзнанието.
We will come out of the darkness of illusion.
Ще излезем от мрака на илюзията.
We will be blessed with transcendental knowledge.
И ще бъдем благословени с трансцендентално знание.
Ом гьяна тимарандаша гананджана шалакая чакшурун милитам йена тасмай шри гуруве намаха. I was in the darkness of ignorance.
Аз бях в мрака на невежеството.
Suffering like anything in the repetition of birth and death.
И страдах толкова много в
But the spiritual master came to me with a shining lamp of torch, that shining torchlight of knowledge, Vedic wisdom. And now he is forcing my eyes open. This like the horse, you know, he doesn't like to take the pill. Two men, they would grab the horse's mouth and they would cram the medicine down the throat.
Двама мъже хващат устата на коня, разинуват я и му дават хапчето.
So sometimes we have to do that. We have to cram the medicine down the throat.
Понякога ние трябва да правим същото, да на сила да вкараме лекарство.
Even though you don't want to hear it, we have to cram it down your throat.
Дори да не искате да го чуете, да го приемете, ние трябва на сила да го...
So we cram it in the ears.
Само че ние го вкараме в ухото.
Well, he puts a nice candy coating on it.
Разбира се, слагаме така малко сладка глазура.
So it tastes good. You like it?
За да ви е вкусно, за да го харесате.
But who wants to hear that they're a fool and a rascal? I mean, you know.
Но кой иска?
If I tell you, you're a fool and a rascal, would you like it?
Но кой иска да чува, че е глупак и негодник? Ако ви го кажа, директно ще
ви хареса ли? So, well, we have to tell you, you're a fool and rascal.
Но ние трябва да ви кажем, вие сте глупаци и негодници.
We have to point out to you, you're a nonsense.
Трябва да ви го посочим, че вие сте...
You're a complete idiot.
Вие сте пълни идиоти. За нищо не става. Yeah,
we have to tell them, that's the way you will like it.
Но ти трябва да ви го кажем по начин, който ще ви хареса.
That is an art that is called preaching. We tell you you're a fool or rascal and you say, oh, thank you very much. This was Prabhupada's expertise,
you see.
He could chastise us like anything and we would love it. It was so relishable to be chastised by Prabhupada. Even if it was so heavy sometime, you'd be shaking like a leaf. Devotees would be shaking like a leaf. They'd be so heavy at the Prabhupada's chastisement. But they loved it. Because they could see it was just pure mercy coming from
Prabhupada.
So that it is actually pure mercy. This enlightening knowledge coming to the Parampara system, it is pure mercy. And if we take it submissively through the ears into the heart, deep, deep, deep into the heart, and that will be the wonderful result. Premanjana charita bhakti velochanena santaksadaiva hridayeshu velokayanti yang shama shundaramachit yoganasvarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. That will be the result. You will see Krishna. Wow! Just imagine being able to see Krishna with your own two eyes, you see.
Wow.
That's what's there. If you take this process very seriously, you will see God. Not just once, you will see God at every minute. That is the fruit of the bhakti path. The Mayavadis, they want to become God. We're not very interested in becoming God. The Vaishnavas become greater than God. They can chastise God. Actually, I was hearing a lecture, Prabhupada is explaining that Krishna is always being glorified. Oh, you're the Supreme, I bow down at your feet, I worship you. Prabhupada said, sometimes Krishna becomes disgusted. He's so much being worshipped. A lecture he gave in Los Angeles. I'm hearing it now on my iPhone. It's a very nice lecture. Prabhupada is saying that Krishna actually becomes disgusted. He's being so much worshipped and glorified.
Krishna вече му е писнал и се отвратил от това толкова да го възхваляват и да го обожават.
What he likes, that he especially likes, is a devotee who can chastise him.
Особено му харесва предан отдаден, който му се казва.
Krishna likes that very much, you see.
Krishna харесва това отношение много.
Like Mother Jasoda, you see, Krishna relishes like anything being chastised by his pure devotee.
Както, например, майка Яшода, Кришна страшно много му харесва да бъде наказван от своя чист преданост.
So, do you think, okay, now I will chastise God?
Сега вие да не си помислите, сега почвам да се карам на Бога и да го наказвам.
Don't think like that. We're not qualified to chastise God.
Не си мислете така, защото ние не сме квалифицирани.
Don't try to jump to some this artificial position and liberated position before you're qualified.
Не се опитвайте да прескачате на някаква толкова висша освободена позиция.
That is called sahajism.
Квалифицирани. Това се нарича сахаджийство.
That I would like to have a certain rasa with Krishna. So I will meditate on that rasa and enter into it now. Actually, one foolish devotee, he was preaching that way at the Sunday feast. I was shocked. I heard a tape. He was telling everyone to pick your rasa. Pick what rasa you would like in the spiritual world. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. He was telling the devotees and the guests to pick their rasa.
Всъщност един глупав преан от ден, аз слушах запис на един неделен фист. Той проповядвал на гостите и на преан от даните и им казал да си изберат каква раса искат да имат.
I had to report him to the GBC and they got on his case big time for doing that.
Аз трябваше да докладвам на GBC и те така се взеха със случая.
And then he said, oh, I didn't really mean it. It just came out of my mouth.
И той се оправдал и казал, аз не го казах.
We're not in a position now to jump to the liberated position. That's called Raganuga Bhakti, or Raga Bhakti. That comes after the Asakti stage. There's many steps given by Rupa Goswami. The first step is Shraddha, or faith.
първото ниво е шрада или
вяра. That is called preliminary faith.
Това се нарича предварителна.
Then there is sadhusanga.
След това sadhusanga.
One associates with devotees.
Когато човек общува с преданите.
Then there is bhajana kriya. That's when you get initiated and you follow strictly the rules and regulations.
Следва bhajana kriya, посвещението и следването стриктно на правилата и ограниченията.
Chanting 16 rounds every day without fail.
Повтарянето на 16 кръга маха мантра всеки ден без.
Strictly avoiding illicit sex, meeting, intoxication and gambling.
Стриктното следване на регулиращите принципи.
And if you're a householder, that means sex once in a month when you want to have a child after chanting 50 rounds, otherwise brahmachari.
Ако сте семен, секс означава веднъж месечно, само когато искате да имате дете, след като сте повтаряли 50 кръга, иначе трябва да сте брахмачари.
So if one follows strictly the 16 rounds and the four regular principles, then you move into what's called anartana vritti, where you become cleansed of all the dirt in your heart.
Когато възпявате 16 кръга и следвате регулиращите принципи стриктно, стигате до нивото анартани вритти.
And then you achieve a stage called nishta, when you become free from passion and ignorance and you're fully situated in the mode of goodness.
Когато всичко нежелано се изчиства в сърцето и вие достигате нивото на ништа, което е устойчивост.
And then you progress higher to the ruchi stage, where you derive unlimited taste from chanting Hare Krishna.
И след това стигате нивото на ручи, когато изпитвате безграничен вкус към
Кирта. You can relish kirtan 24 hours a day with non-stop.
Можете да вкусвате сладостта на
Кирта. Even if the kirtan leader can't sing a tune and the drum is completely off the beat, you'll still relish it.
24 часа на ден, дори този, който води, да не може да пее, и този.
Even if musically it's horrible.
Свири на мридангата да е.
Someone on the ruchi stage can relish it even if it's completely out of tune and completely off the beat.
Някой на нивото ручи може да се наслаждава на киртана, дори да той да не е музикално добре.
There's one thing if you have a really good kirtan leader, you know, who has a velvet voice, you know, really sweet velveteen voice, that's one thing.
Разбира се, ако имаме киртан лидер, който има такъв много кадифен глас.
But if you have the kirtan leader is like a croaking toad and he's completely out of tune, and it's, you know, it's harder to relish it. Unless you're on the ruchi stage. On the ruchi stage, it doesn't matter. On tune, off tune, it's Krishna's name. That's all you need. You see, that's the ruchi stage.
За него е важно звука от името на
Кришна. And then beyond that, the asakti stage.
И отвъд това е нивото асакти.
You become completely, totally attached to Krishna. There's no attachment to anything else.
Което напълно човек е привързан към Кришна и към нищо друго.
Prabhupada explains this is the beginning of pure love of Godhead, the asakti stage.
Шрила Прабхупада обяснява, че това е началото.
It then turns into bhav as the emotions arise within the heart.
След това се стига до бхава, когато емоциите.
It's at the asakti stage that the pastimes of Krishna spontaneously appear in your heart and you actually realize what is your eternal identity in Krishna's pastimes. Some devotees have been preaching that you should jump there now, you know. Realize your rasa now. Go for it.
Да реализираме своята раса сега. Давайте.
But wait a minute, you're still in the bhajan, you're still down there in anartana vritti trying to clean all the lust, greed and anger out of your heart.
Чакайте, вие сте още на нивото анартани врити, като се опитвате да се пречистите от всички нежелани неща.
You can't jump to asakti from anartana vritti.
Не можете да прескочите от анартани врити на
асакти. For example, let's say you're in the hospital, you know, you're very sick in the hospital.
Да кажем, че сте в болницата и сте много болни.
And what's your favorite dessert?
Кой ви е любимия десерт?
Ice cream and cake. Yeah, I love that ice cream and cake.
Сладолед и торта, това е много обичам.
So the doctor says, no ice cream and cake right now, because you're sick.
Лекарят ви казва, никакъв сладолед и никаква торта, защото си болен.
You get, you know, soup.
Ще пиеш супа.
And, you know, steamed vegetables, and that's it. Nothing else but soup and steamed vegetables. With no salt.
Без сол.
No pepper and no butter.
Без черен пипер и без
And you think I can't handle this diet and then you have some friend smuggle some ice cream and cake into the hospital room. You see.
И ти си кажеш, не мога да търпя тази диета и някакви приятели ти носят сладолети
So what is the result? You die. It kills you.
Вие умирате и това ви убива.
Now if you had patiently followed the doctor's order,
ако обаче бяхте следвали търпеливо
You would have recovered.
Рецептата на доктора щяхте да се възстановите.
You could have had your ice cream and cake.
Можеше да си ядете тогава сладоледа и тортата.
Because you were impatient, you wanted to have it immediately.
Но понеже сте нетърпеливи, искате веднага да имате.
Now instead of in the hospital,
сега вместо в болницата,
you're in a coffin.
Се намирате в ковчег.
So the moral of the story is,
и полуката от цялата история е,
don't try to jump to your rasa.
Се опитвайте да скочите на раста си.
Just there was a group in Los Angeles temple. They wanted to do this rasa jump.
В храма в Лос Анджелес има така група преодолени, които искали да направят този скок.
They were called the Gopi Baba Club.
Те се наричали клуба Gopi Baba.
So one morning, Prabhupada was taking his breakfast.
И една сутрин Прабхупад закусва.
In the LA temple, in his quarters. He had a nice fruit platter there, you see.
И пред него имало красива
фруктиера. And he picked up a piece of food. He was about ready to stick it in his mouth, you see.
И той взел парче храна и искал да го сложи в устата си.
And then Prajumna came in and told Prabhupada about this Gopi Baba club.
И тогава дошъл Прагюна и информирал Прабхупад за този клуб Gopi Baba.
Prabhupada was so angry.
Прабхупад бил толкова гневен.
That piece of fruit never made it to his mouth. He put it down on the plate. He said, call the GBC. Call the temple president. And call the leaders of this group. And he smashed them. He was so angry what they were doing. He smashed them. That we want to desire, you know, our rasa. Prabhupada said, first deserve, then desire. He said, for now you simply do whatever service you are given. That's it. And that the head of that group blooped. That's how much he was surrendered to Prabhupada after he got corrected by Prabhupada, he left the movement.
И този лидер на тази група след това напуснал движението. Толкова бил отдаден на Прабхупада.
So, this idea of you can jump to your rasa.
Идеята, че може да скочите на нивото на раса.
Is bogus.
Просто...
I don't like Vaidhi. I think I'll go to Raganuga.
Не е правилно.
Who wants to follow all these rules and regulations?
Не харесва Vaidhi.
I'm just going to imagine that I'm a gopi girl, you see. In Krishna's leelas.
No.
You follow the pathway as it is given by Srila
Prabhupada.
You take it step by step and then you will realize everything in due course. Your eternal identity in Krishna's pastimes, everything will be revealed to you. You simply have to carefully follow it step by step under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. The whole spiritual world is waiting for you. You're not a Bulgarian. You're a Goloka Vrindavian. So chant Hare Krishna. Follow the orders of the spiritual master. Follow the orders of your ISKCON leaders. And be happy. Relish the bliss, Prabhu. Relish the bliss, Mataji. Go for the nectar. It's all there in Krishna's name. Everything that you could ever desire is all right there in Krishna's name.
всичко, което някога бихте желали, се
намира. You can have all of your desires fulfilled right there in Krishna's name.
Всичките ви желания могат да бъдат изпълнени в името на Кришна.
Атакши Кришна намади набавенграям индрияй. Сейван муке дживадо свайам ева спарадядаха. No one can understand the transcendental name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc. of the Supreme Lord with his blunt, materially contaminated senses.
Никой не би могъл да разбере името, формата, качествата и задоволенията на Върховния Бог с притъпените си материални сетива.
But when one becomes Krishnaized or spiritually saturated,
но когато човек стане кришнаизиран или духовно,
by engaging in the process of devotional service,
духовно зареден, като се ангажира в процеса на предано служене,
beginning with the tongue,
който започва с езика,
then everything becomes revealed.
Тогава всичко му се разкрива.
Why does Rupa Goswami say Nam Adi?
Защо Шива Рупа Госвами казва
instead of Rup Adi or Lila Adi?
Защо казва Нам Ади, а не Рупа Ади или Лила Ади?
Why is the name given preference over the form or the pastimes?
Защо се дава предпочитание на името пред формата или забавлението?
Because that is the system in this yuga.
Защото в тази епоха това е системата.
Харнама, 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 ива кевалам, калона, стева, на стева, на стева, гатираньята. That is the system in this age.
Това е системата в днешната епоха.
How do you log on to the Krishna net?
Как да се включите в Krishna net?
Through the name, that's how you log in to the Krishna net.
Това е начинът, по който се...
Not through the pastimes or the forms, especially, but especially through the name.
Начинът, по който се включвате към Krishna net, това е чрез името специално.
Those come automatically. When you connect with the name, then automatically you're connected with the forms of Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, etc. But primary emphasis is given to the name in this age.
Свържете ли се с името, тогава вие се свързвате и с формата и забавленията, но най-важно е с името в тази епоха.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Има ли някакви въпроси?
Тъй като става въпрос за приемането на авторитетен духовен учител, аз към питам как се приема подслон при духовен учител и как на практика той се грижи за учениците си. Тъй като ведическите времена ние знаем, че това става чрез живеене в ашрама духовен учител. Днешно време ние се виждаме два пъти в годината. Как практически се става това обучение в Кришна съзнание посредством духовен учител?
How does one practically take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master nowadays? Because we know in Vedic times the student, the disciple goes to the Gurukul and then there he is educated. But nowadays it's difficult because we see each other one or two times a year. How does one practically take shelter of it?
In this age, the spiritual master, normal in the old days, there was the village guru, and you would go and take shelter by initiation of the village guru. So it's very easy. You regularly hear him every day. You follow his instructions every day. So how do you do it now when there's a global village and the guru is wandering all over the planet? That's the question. Well, spiritual master now uses modern technology. He's flying on the jet planes to go all over the world, but he's also available through the internet. Spiritual masters put their lectures on the internet. You can communicate with them by email through the internet. At least as far as my disciples are concerned, they can all write me and they can all hear my lectures and they can all ask me personal questions whenever they want. I'm completely accessible.
Що се отнася до моите ученици, те могат винаги да ми пишат, да слушат моите
лекции, аз мога да им отговарям на всеки.
This is what Prabhupada did.
Това е което прави и Шрила Прабхупада.
He was completely accessible for all of us all over the world.
Той бил достъпен за нас по целия свят.
They started the Bhaktivedanta tape ministry.
Bhaktivedanta tape ministry, това
са. In those days the medium was cassettes.
Касети с записи на лекции на Шрила.
So you could get a subscription, a standing order with the Bhaktivedanta tape. Every week they'd send you a whole package of the latest lectures. I mean, it was great. Wow, when that package came hot off the press, you know, the latest lectures from Prabhupada, the latest morning walks on Venice Beach. Oh, that was really nectar.
Ако се абонирате, можехте да получавате всяка седмица по един пакет с.
And then Prabhupada set up a movement where you could be guided by your temple president, by the sannyasis, by the GBCs. They were there as Prabhupada's representatives. You had them who were also giving you that connection with Prabhupada.
Шрила Прабхупада казва, че също може да получаваме насоки от сънясите, от GBC.
And Prabhupada was completely accessible. Any devotee who had an urgent need could write Prabhupada directly and get an answer.
И всеки преданник, който има спешна нужда, може директно да пише на Прабхупада за отговор.
So Prabhupada showed the concept of global village.
Така Шрила Прабхупада ни е показал концепцията за глобалното село.
Actually, the idea classically, yes, and when Prabhupada quoted one of our Goswamis, one of the six Goswamis, that if a spiritual master stays in one place, he can make two or three disciples. But if he travels all over the world, he can make unlimited disciples. So this concept of a traveling guru is given by our Goswamis. And Prabhupada was the first one who really did it in the Gaudiya Vaishnava line, traveling all over the world. He's the first one. And he did it quite successfully. Every single devotee, my experience in ISKCON, all those years, every single devotee, we all felt that Prabhupada loved us. We all felt Prabhupada, a connection with Prabhupada.
Моя опит с всички преводани от Искона е, че през всички тези години всички ние усещахме него, връзката си с Прабхупада, че той ни.
I was in a temple that Prabhupada never even came to.
Аз живеех в храм, в който Прабхупада никога дори не беше идвал.
And I was in another temple where Prabhupada came, you know, once.
Бях и в друг храм, в който Прабхупада само веднъж беше посетил.
I was in quite a few temples when Prabhupada was here. And some of them he had come there once to that temple. Sometimes he had never come to the temple. But we all felt Prabhupada's presence. We all felt connected with Srila
Prabhupada.
Prabhupada taught us there are two types of ways in which the spiritual master is present.
Шрила Прабхупада ни учеше, че има два начина, по които може да се усети присъствието на духовния учител.
Vani and Vapu.
Vani и Vapu.
Vapu means his physical presence.
Vapu означава физическо присъствие.
When he is physically present, you see. You can see him, you can ask him questions, etc.
Когато физически можем
да. Hear his lectures, cook his breakfast, etc.
Да слушаме от него, да му даваме служене.
The other form is called Vani Seva, vibrational presence.
Другата форма се нарича Vani Seva или вибрационно присъствие.
The spiritual master's manifestation in the form of his teachings, his instructions.
Проявлението на духовния учител в формата на неговите инструкции,
учения. That presence, Prabhupada said, is more important.
И Прабхупада казва, че това присъствие е по-важното.
Because that presence of the spiritual master never leaves.
Защото това присъствие на духовния учител никога не ни напуска.
I was cursing myself that I was not getting more association with Prabhupada when he was on the planet.
Аз проклинах себе си, защото си мислих, че не получавам достатъчно общуване с Прабхупада, докато е на.
I was envious like anything of those devotees who were getting all that personal association.
И аз страшно завиждах на всички тези преводани, които приемаха личното му общуване.
But how many times did Prabhupada see his spiritual master?
Но колко пъти Прабхупада е видял своя духовен учител?
Prabhupada said not more than 10 times, not more than 10 times he actually saw his spiritual master.
Прабхупада казва не повече от 10 пъти се е виждал със своя духовен учител.
He first met him in 1922.
За пръв път го среща 22-а година.
He was initiated in 1933.
33-та бива посветен.
His Guru Maharaj departed in 1936.
Духовен му учител напуска 36-та година.
So 22, that's 13 years from the time he actually accepted this is my guru and the time his guru departed. There was a 13 year period in there, and Prabhupada only saw him less than once a year. He saw him less than once a year. He saw him.
Когато го приел сърцето си до момента, в който е напуснал, той го вижда десетина пъти, което означава по-малко от веднъж годишно.
But who could be more connected with the spiritual master than Srila Prabhupada?
Но кой е по-свързан с
It's simply a matter of, are you dedicated to the orders of your spiritual master? Do you take his instructions as your life and soul? If you do, then your spiritual master is residing in your heart. And you are residing in his heart.
И вие също живеете в неговото сърце.
And there is never any separation even for a moment.
И няма никога раздяла дори за един момент.
Even for a yakta second.
Дори за
Heard of a yakta second? It's a very small unit of time. It's smaller than a nanosecond, a yakta second.
Момент, миг от секундата, който е всъщност по-малък от наносекунда, много малък момент. Не разбрах точно.
So, if you want to have that constant association with your Guru Maharaj, then you simply have to take his orders as your very life and soul. As Srila Prabhupada explains in his Chaitanya Charitamrita Purport, one should always meditate on the order received from the spiritual master. And he should always worship the order he has received from his spiritual master. So in this way, one is never separated from Guru Maharaj. For all of eternity. Any other questions?
Други въпроси?
Yeah.
Как можем по най-добър начин да удовлетворим духовно изучение?
How can we please our spiritual master in the best way?
The best way is this asked him, this question was asked of Prabhupada in Atlanta, Georgia. I was there when this question was asked of Prabhupada.
Същия този въпрос беше зададен в Джорджия. Нашия Прабхупада също присъствах там.
One of our book distribution leaders was there. He was heading up a Brahmachari traveling party. And Prabhupada always said, if you want to please me in the best possible way, distribute books, distribute books, distribute books.
So he asked
Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what pleases you the best?
И той попита Prabhupada, кое е това, което най-много те удовлетворява?
And Prabhupada said, if you love Krishna. So, just have to develop your love for Krishna.
That's it.
That will give the greatest pleasure to your spiritual master. Just try to love that beautiful boy, Krishna. Any other questions?
В Централа на предаността има описание на различните нива на щастие, които се проявяват с напредъка в Кришна съзнание. И един вид е казано, че това е клеша агни, освобождаване от всички видове страдания. Обаче всъщност ние понякога виждаме точно обратно, когато се занимаваме с предназначение, сякаш страданията са много повече, колкото ако не бихме се занимавали. Може ли нещо?
In the nectar of devotion are described the different types of happiness in performing devotional service, and one of them is klesha agni, which means the to be relieved from all sufferings. But we see that sometimes when we engage in devotional service, our sufferings increase. So how to reconcile this? how to reconcile it,
how to understand it.
Yes, how to understand. Mm.
We see that we hear that devotional service means to become completely blissful, but sometimes we see that engaging in devotional service, I become in more anxiety. So how to understand this properly? Actually, sometimes Krishna puts his devotees into difficult situations just so they can take more complete shelter of him.
Всъщност Кришна понякога поставя преданици в трудно положение, за да може те да приемат по-сериозно подслон при него.
One may feel a happiness because my material situation is very nice.
Човек може да се чувства щастлив, защото материалното му положение е много добро.
He may feel happy, but that's called superficial happiness.
Той може да се чувства щастлив, но това щастие е повърхностно.
That is not completely based on Krishna consciousness. It's based on your material surroundings.
То не се основава напълно на Кришна съзнание, по-скоро на материалното ни обкръжение.
So Krishna wants your happiness to be pure happiness, not tainted.
А Кришна иска нашето щастие да бъде чисто щастие, а не опетнено.
So out of kindness, he sometimes will make your material situation very difficult for you.
Затова от своята милост той понякога може да направи материалното ви положение много трудно.
So you can give up the idea of material happiness.
За да може да изоставите идеята за материално щастие.
And find your happiness completely 100% in Krishna's lotus feet.
И да намерите, да откриете своето щастие на 100% в лотосовите нозе на Кришна.
So instead of cursing Krishna, Krishna, why don't you do this to me?
И вместо да проклинаме Кришна, Кришна, защо направи така с мен?
You say, thank you, Krishna. Thank you for blessing me with this difficulty.
Може да му кажете, Кришна, благодаря ти, че ме благослови с тази.
You know that prayer of Queen Kunti?
Знаете ли тази молитва на царица Кунти?
Випадашам дитасташватататратра джагангуру ваванам даршанам ятсяда пунарбавадаршанам. Chapter 8 in the first canto of the Bhagavatam.
8 глава от първа песен на Бхагаватам.
You study that prayer.
Изучавай тази молитва.
Kunti Devi is saying, my dear Lord Krishna, please put me into more and more difficulties.
Мой скъпи Боже Кришна, моля те, поставя ме в повече трудности.
Because when I'm in such distress, I can do nothing but take shelter of you.
Защото когато съм сполетен от такива беди, аз нямам какво друго да направя, освен да приема подслон при теб.
When I take complete shelter of you, that means I will no longer see the repetition of birth and death.
А когато приема пълен подслон при тебе, аз повече няма да виждам повтарящо.
Therefore, let those calamities come again and again and again and again.
Затова нека тези трудности да ме спохождат отново, отново и отново.
Actually, a devotee is never in anxiety.
Всъщност един преданник никога не е обезпокоен.
The only time we're in anxiety is when we stop being devotees.
Единственото безпокойство е когато престанем да бъдем преданни.
What does that mean to stop being a devotee?
Какво означава да спрем да бъдем преданни?
It means you forget Krishna.
Означава да забравим за Кришна.
A devotee is someone who remembers Krishna 24 hours a day. So actually the only reason you're in distress is you're forgetting Krishna. You may say, but it's so hard to remember Krishna. That's not true. Whenever you forget Krishna, what to do? What to do when you forget Krishna? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari. But I chanted my 16 rounds. Why am I in anxiety? But why did you stop at
16?
Lord Chaitanya says, Kirtaniya Sadahari, you should always chant Hare Krishna. I found this a very good technique. Whenever your mind is attacked by dualities, all you have to do is say, Hare Krishna. The dualities go away. Whenever your mind is attacked by dualities, just go, Hare Krishna. This technique works, I guarantee you. Whenever you're disturbed by the material nature, just go, Hare Krishna. Actually, even those two words are enough. one utterance of Hare Krishna, immediately the dualities go away.
Дори само тези две думи да кажете Hare Krishna един път.
If that doesn't work, then do the whole mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And whatever Maya attacks your brain, just immediately say Hare Krishna.
Когато Maya ви атакува, веднага кажете Hare Krishna.
For some of us, that means we'll have to chant 24 hours a day, non-stop, because our minds constantly be attacked by Maya.
За някои от нас означава да мантруваме по 24 часа да нощем.
But that's all right.
Непрекъснато ни атакува.
They may say you're a madman or you're a madwoman.
Някой може да каже, вие сте луди хора, не?
Lord Chaitanya was also labeled as a madman by Prakashananda Saraswati. Why are you becoming insane emotional bhakta? You should be studying Vedanta. He said, my spiritual master says, you're such a fool, you can't understand Vedanta, you just better keep chanting Hare Krishna. So whenever you're in anxiety, just chant Hare Krishna. This works. Believe me, it works.
As
soon as anxiety comes, immediately Hare Krishna, immediately anxiety has come. Of course, none of you are ever in anxiety, are you? So you don't need to chant, right? You're never in anxiety. No, no, we're all in anxiety. We're drowning in an ocean of anxiety in this Kali Yuga. Bulgaria means ocean of anxiety. Isn't it? So therefore, in Bulgaria, we have very good facility to become Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any other questions? Yes, Prabhu.
How can we move from offensive chanting to attaining the real taste of chanting?
How can we move from offensive chanting to getting the real taste? I discovered an amazing instruction of Prabhupada recently. It's not widely known in ISKCON. And therefore I'm spreading it around ISKCON now. I just happened to find it one day in the Veda base. An instruction to one lady disciple of Prabhupada named Balabi. Yeah. Prabhupada told her how to chant japa. Now what do we normally say? Fix your mind on the sound vibration, right? That's what we normally say. That's the standard instruction, you know, fix your mind on the sound, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But Prabhupada told this Mataji a very amazing thing. He said, when you chant japa, feel the presence of Krishna.
Той казва, докато мантруваш своята джапа, усещай присъствието на Кришна.
And if you can't do that, then fix your mind on the sound vibration.
И ако не можеш да правиш това, тогава се концентрира върху звуковата вибрация.
When I saw that, I went, wow!
И като чух това, си казах, wow!
This is really where it's at.
Ето това е, това е отговора.
To feel the presence of Krishna
when you chant Hare Krishna, you see.
So how can I feel Krishna's presence? Is Krishna present? Of course he is. Krishna and his name are the same. So when I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna is there. If I don't feel his presence, what am I? I'm an ungracious host giving the cold shoulder to my guest.
Аз съм домакин, който нелюбезен домакин, който се отнася хладно с гост.
If a guest visits your house,
ако един гост посети дома ви,
and you ignore him,
и вие го пренебрегнете,
what are you? You're rude.
Какъв сте? Вие сте груб.
You're uncouth. You're uncivilized.
Вие сте нецивилизован дива.
If a guest visits your home, you welcome your guest.
Ако един гост посети дома ви, вие го приветствате.
You make him feel welcome.
Карате го да се чувства.
Here's a place to sit.
Добре дошъл.
Can I get you a drink of water?
Може ти налея чаша вода.
Can I cook you a lunch? What would you like to eat?
Би ли искал да ти изготвя нещо за обяд? Какво искаш?
That's how to properly receive a guest.
Ето това е правилният начин за приветствие.
So Krishna has come as guest to the home of your heart.
Кришна идва като гост в дома на сърцето, до сърцето.
So how will you receive him?
И как да го приемем?
You pretend like he's not there.
Да се преструваме, че той не е там.
Mechanically chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. When I get this over with, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Are you going to understand the Supreme Lord has so mercifully appeared right here in the form of Nam Avatar? Krishna himself is manifested right here for me. So let me feel how he is present. Let me appreciate how he is present.
Нека оценя неговото присъствие.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Thank you Krishna, thank you Krishna for coming as Nam Avatar.
Благодаря ти, благодаря ти Кришна, че дойде като Нам Аватар.
If you chant like this,
ако възпяваш по този начин,
those offenses will go millions and millions of miles away.
Тогава всички оскърбления ще се отдалечат на милиони и милиони мили.
Always remember the person Krishna has come.
Винаги помни, че личността Кришна е дошла.
He is blushing you with his sangha.
И той те благославя с твоята санга.
So now you must receive him with full appreciation.
И сега трябва да го приема с пълно
оценяване.
Any other question?
Някакви други въпроси?
Проблем ли е, ако работата за Кришна повече наприлича от проповядването?
Is it a problem if working for Krishna is more attractive to us than preaching?
Is it a problem if working with Krishna is more attractive than preaching? If you're by your work, you're helping the preachers and you're helping the preaching, that is okay.
Ако посредством своята работа ти помагаш на проповедниците, тогава това е добре.
That is alright. That is also preaching.
Това също е вид проповядване.
If by your work you're assisting the preachers.
Ако със своята работа ти асистираш на проповедниците,
just like someone, he might be so inclined to go on a book distribution.
Както, например, някой може да не е толкова склонен да излиза да разпространява.
But he loves to cook.
Но обича да готви.
He loves to feed the book distributors.
И обича да храни книгоразпространителите.
Keep them all fired up with nice prasad.
Да ги държи така на...
Then that is also preaching.
Ентусиазирани, вдъхновени с хубави.
Just like in the war, there are the front line soldiers filling, shooting the bullets on the front line.
Както по време на война има войници на фронта, които стрелят с патрони по време.
And there are so many other military personnel who are supporting that activity in the front line.
И има толкова много други хора в войската, които подкрепят.
So they are all fighting the war, not just the front line soldiers.
Така че всички те участват в войната, не само фронтоваците.
But we encourage everybody to get out on the front line sometimes. It's really sweet out there. It's really nectar out there. Take some books and go out there, you know, get out in the street, go door to door, get the nectar. I mean, it's the ultimate bliss to go out there on the front line with all the bullets flying, you know, being protected by Krishna from all the bullets of Maya flying everywhere. You see? There's nothing sweeter than doing Harinam or book distribution. Nothing sweeter. So do your work for Krishna. That's very nice. But sometimes get out there on the front line and do Harinam and book distribution. Actually, Prabhupada told me every day when I joined there, I was a brahmachari in our Austin temple. He said, every day go out for Sankirtan. That was Harinam Sankirtan. He told us to go out every day and do Sankirtan. So we had one devotee, though, he didn't do Sankirtan. He worked. He was an incense salesman. And he liked to do business, wheeling and dealing, making money. His name was Dvija Hari Prabhu. He's my very dear godbrother, Dvija Hari Prabhu. Now he has departed. But he's actually a great sadhu, this Dvija Hari Prabhu. But we were all going out and preaching, and he was doing business. But by his preaching, by his business, he supported the whole, he made enough money to support the whole temple. So we could go out and preach and not worry about collecting money. We could just go out and make devotees, you see. And he was paying the whole overhead of the temple by his business. So you can, was Dvija Hari Prabhu not a preacher? No, he was the greatest preacher. Because he was supporting the whole temple. So if one works for Krishna or preaches, they are both on the absolute platform. Any other question? Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada had said on different places seemingly contradictory things that we chant in order to be able to render service, and on other hand he said that we render service so that we'll be able to chant more purely. So can you tell something more?
So she's heard that Prabhupada said that sometimes he would say chant so you can render better service. Sometimes he said render service so that you can chant. So which one is true? They're both true. Prabhupada never says anything that's contradictory. But Krishna consciousness is transcendental to mundane logic. It's not intellectual, it's transcendental. So the fact is, the nicer you chant, the better you can do service. And the more sincerely you do service, and the chanting will become better. So which one should I do? Should I chant or should I do service? Do both. Work it from both ends, you see. It's like in a war. There is some enemy located right here, you see. This enemy wants to this force, this army wants to defeat this enemy army here, you see. So they can attack them like this to defeat them. But let's say this is the enemy army right here, you see. So they can attack to try to defeat that enemy army. This is what happened in World War II, actually, the Germans, the Nazis. The Allied forces came from the west and the Russians came from the east and the Germans were stuck in the middle of it and they were completely, the Nazis were wiped out. So in this way you work it from both sides, you see. You chant to have better service and you do better service to have better chanting, and that way you work it from both ends, and that way Maya is defeated that much faster.
Натрувайте за по-добро служене и дайте служене за по-добро натруване и така.
Just like Hitler was hit from two sides and he was finished. He had to commit suicide in the bunker, he was finished.
Както Хитлер бил атакуван от две страни и бил принуден да се самоубие.
So in this way you work it from both sides.
По този начин от двете страни.
Chant very nicely and serve very nicely.
Натрувайте хубаво и удайте служене много хубаво.
Okay, one more question.
Последен въпрос.
Okay.
Тъй като ние не си спомняме за нашите взаимоотношения с Кришна и също така духовния свят, как можем ние да пожелаем да осъществим тази връзка с Кришна и също така не да пожелаем да се върнем в духовния свят и също така да служим на духовния учител?
Since we cannot remember our relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world, how can we possess the desire to do this, to go back home to Godhead?
So if I don't know specifically what is my sarupa in the spiritual world, then how can I get an impetus to even go back?
Ако аз не знам какво е моето взаимоотношение с Кришна в духовния свят, как изобщо мога да намеря стимул да се върна?
Unless I know specifically who I am and what is my rasa with Krishna, then why should I even want to surrender?
Ако аз специфично не знам точно каква е моята раса с Кришна, как и защо изобщо да се опитам да се отдам? Как ще се опитам да се отдам?
That's an interesting question.
Този въпрос е интересен.
Krishna, I will surrender if you agree to tell me what my rasa is. In other words, it's a business deal.
Krishna, ще се отдам, ако се съгласиш да ми кажеш каква ми е раса. Това е като една сделка, бизнес.
That means you don't want to surrender to God. You want to trying to do a business deal with God.
Други думи, ти не искаш да се отдадеш на Бога, искаш да.
My dear Lord, if you will tell me what is my sarup, then I will agree to surrender.
Скъпи Господи, ако ми кажеш каква ми е сварупата, ще се съглася да ти се отдам.
Otherwise, we say in English, no dice. I won't do it, is it? That is not unconditional. That is not surrender. That is a business deal.
Това не е безусловно. Тук няма отдаване. Това е бизнес сделка.
By that business mentality, that mercantile mentality, you never realize what is your relationship with Krishna.
С този бизнес менталитет, търговски менталитет, никога няма да разберете каква е.
The only way to realize your relationship with Krishna is to give up this wheeling and dealing mentality.
Единственият начин да разберете връзката си с Кришна е да изоставите този търговски менталитет.
Someone has to be intelligent.
Човек трябва да е разумен.
And realize how much I am suffering in the cycle of birth and death.
И да разбере, да приеме колко много страда в цикъла на раждането и смъртта.
And understanding that the only way I can become free of my suffering is to regain my eternal relationship of service to Krishna. You don't need to know what is your eternal relationship with Krishna to surrender to Krishna.
Не е нужно да знаем какви са ни вечните взаимоотношения с Кришна, за да му се отдадем.
All you need to know is, as Lord Chaitanya said, Jivara Sarupahai Krishna Ranichadas, the constitutional position of a living entity, is that he is the eternal servant of Krishna.
Което трябва да знаете, това, което Бог Чайтанья казал,
that should be sufficient.
Аз съм вечен слуга на Кришна и това.
You should simply know that you're the eternal servant of Krishna.
Ти просто трябва да знаеш, че си вечен слуга на Кришна.
And what that specific service is, that will be revealed to you in due course.
А какво е специфичното ти служене? Това с течение на времето ще ти се разбере.
But to say I won't surrender unless it's revealed to me now, then you're not surrendered.
Но ако кажеш, аз няма се отдам, ако не ми се разкрие сега, това означава, че не си отдаден.
Unconditional surrender.
Даването трябва да е безусловно.
So if you're happy, are you happy in this material world?
Щастлива ли си в този материален свят?
So that should be enough impetus right there.
Ето това трябва да е достатъчно.
I'm miserable.
Стимул, мотив.
I'm going through birth, death, old age, and disease again and again and again.
Аз страдам и раждане болести, старост.
I can't stand this place.
Отново и отново и отново не мога да търпя вече това място.
It's horrible.
То е ужасно.
I have to get old, sick and die again and again and again and again and again.
Трябва да се разболявам, да
Sometimes a pauper, sometimes a king, sometimes a demigod, sometimes a dog. I'm sick of this repetition of birth and death.
Се раждам отново и отново, веднъж като цар, друг път като просек, веднъж като човек, друг път като
That should be enough impetus.
Това трябва да е достатъчен стимул за нас.
To get free from the suffering condition.
За да се освободим от страданията.
And to come back into a love relationship of perfect love with the supreme person.
И да възстановим взаимоотношенията си на съвършена любов с
Върховния. That is not enough impetus for you?
Това не е ли достатъчен стимул за теб?
That is not enough?
Не е ли достатъчно?
Да, но въпреки това как човек да мисля да пожелае и да реализира, че е душа? Как се практически...
Yes, but how practically one can develop the desire to realize that he is a spiritual soul and he has a relationship with Krishna if he does not remember this?
That's what I just told you.
Това е което ти казах току-що.
Are you hearing me or not?
Слушаш ли ме това, което говори или
не? You're suffering like anything in the present condition.
Ти страдаш сегашното състояние.
And it, when you realize your eternal identity as Krishna's servant, that means you become free of all suffering. You realize your eternal identity, which is full of knowledge and full of bliss. Why that isn't enough? Why one should think, well, unless I know specifically what that identity is, then I'm not interested.
Защо ако не знам специфично своята идентичност, тогава не проявявам интерес?
Just like I told you, you have received a huge inheritance from a long lost relative.
Например, ако аз ти кажа, че си получила голямо наследство от свой роднина.
And I have come as a representative of the DHL company to present this you with this cashier's check for a huge sum of money.
И аз съм дошъл като представител на куриер да ти дам този чек за голяма сума пари.
And you tell me, my dear DHL man, tell me exactly how much the check is for, otherwise I don't want it.
И ти казваш, моля те, кажи ми за каква...
Do you mean to tell me that's what you would say?
Кажи ми точно
to the DHL man? Unless you tell me to the penny exactly how much that cashier's check is for, I don't want it.
Освен ако не ми кажеш до последната стотинка точно за каква сума е този чек, аз не го искам, няма да го приема.
But my dear lady, it's an astronomical sum of wealth. I don't know the amount. I just know it's an astronomical sum of wealth.
Но аз не знам точната сума, но знам, че е астрономическа.
Will you take it or not?
Ще го вземеш или няма да го
вземеш? No, unless I know the exact amount, I won't take it.
Не, ако не знам точната сума, няма да го
вземеш. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Това е смешно направо. Ужасно.
I'll take any amount. Just give me anything. I'll take it. I don't even know the amount. So why are you thinking that I have to know the amount? I have to know exactly what, you know, what is my identity in the spiritual world. This is not very intelligent. One should know there's unlimited, an unlimited great good fortune is now being bestowed upon me. What it is in its full details, that I will know when I fully realize it. When I open the envelope, then I'll see exactly how much the check is worth, you see. But to say, no, I won't accept the envelope unless you tell me how much the amount of the check is, that's not very intelligent. Take the check. And then you'll find out. You say, well, I don't know. Maybe I won't like my rasa. Maybe it's not a good deal. I don't want to go back to Gaura. I may not like my rasa. But I guarantee you, no matter what your identity is in the pastimes of Krishna, it's going to be millions and billions of times better than anything you get in this world, even if you're a Brahmachi.
Но аз мога да ви кажа, че каквато и да ви идентичността в заблуденията на Кришна, това ще е милиони пъти по-добре от всяко едно друго.
So what should it matter to you what you are in Krishna's pastime? You should simply know I am suffering like anything in the cycle of birth and death, not engaged in my actual identity as Krishna's service, not servant. Now let me get out of this insane condition and come back to my actual identity.
Трябва просто да знаем, че ние страдаме много в този материален свят и
that should be your move. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
All right, we'll stop here. I said that was the last question. Now you can save it for the morning. Hare Krishna. 7:15.